To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. Community members who say they want justice for the shooting and killing of 22-year-old Christian Glass held a candlelight vigil in Idaho Springs last night. Glass was killed by a Clear Creek County deputy last June after he called police for help. Christian's mother, Sally Glass, spoke at the vigil.
It was just a joy. It was such a freaking happy kid. Just full of life. And we're all just devastated. It got extinguished.
Glass's parents say they will sue the agencies involved in the death of their son. Denver could give a nonprofit control of the programming at Civic Center Park. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
City agencies traditionally program the historic park, which hosts major protests and festivals. The Avalanche packed it earlier this year to celebrate their Stanley Cup victory. But agency heads are now telling Mayor Michael Hancock that one nonprofit would do a better job managing programs and permits than multiple government departments. They insist this isn't about privatization. It's about creating a unified vision for Civic Center. The nonprofit, the Civic Center Conservancy, promises more events and to respect the right to protest at the park. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The nominee to run the U.S. Space Force says he will continue to protect against the increasing space capabilities of adversaries like China and Russia. If confirmed by the Senate, Lieutenant General B. Chant Saltzman would replace General Jay Raymond, who's retiring. Saltzman currently oversees the Space Force's cyber and nuclear efforts. The military branch is currently headquartered in Colorado. A Space Force spokesperson says a date for Saltzman's confirmation vote has not yet been set. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 69 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Denver, it's 53 degrees and overcast. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 206.